कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरवनचारी यमुना तीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी विष्णुपाद परम सवर्जिकाचार्य अष्टादश श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। जय विष्णुपाद परम सवर्जिकाचार्य अष्टादश श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत स्वरूप ठाकुर श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वंदन की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि कहो भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोगोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर नवदेव धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। कलिपर कलियुग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। नेताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Prabhu and Shri Gauranga. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 21 एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ द वैदिक पाथ टेक्स्ट नंबर 41। गायत्री उष्णिक अनुष्टुप् च बृहति पंक्तिरेव च त्रिष्टुप् जगति अतिछन्दो य अत्यष्ट अतिजगत् विराट। गायत्री उष्णिक अनुष्टुप् च बृहति पंक्तिरेव च त्रिष्टुप् जगति अतिछन्दो यत्यष्ट्यस्त्यति जगत् विराट। गायत्री उष्णिक अनुष्टुप् च बृहति पंक्तिरेव च त्रिष्टुप् जगति अतिछन्दो य अत्यष्ट्य अतिजगत् विराट। वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग गायत्री उष्णिक अनुष्टुप् च नोन एज गायत्री उष्णिक एंड अनुष्टुप् बृहति पंक्ति बृहति एंड पंक्ति एवच ऑल्सो त्रिष्टुप् जगति अतिछन्द त्रिष्टुप् जगति एंड अतिछन्द ही इंडीड अत्यष्टि अतिजगत् विराट। अत्यष्टि अतिजगति एंड अतिविराट। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पज By the disciples of His Revangelist, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, translation. The Vedic meters are Gayatri, Ushnik, Anushtup, Bruhati, Pankti, Trishtup, Jagati, Atichanda, Atyashti, Atijagati, and Ativirat. Purport. The Gayatri meter has 24 syllables, the Ushnik 28, the Anushtup 32, and so on. Each meter having 4 more syllables than the previous one. Vedic sound is called Bruhati, or most expansive, and thus it is not possible for ordinary living entities to understand all the technical details in this matter. It's not possible. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Ruhupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So here it is explained that various Vedic meters are explained: Gayatri, Ushnik, Anushtup, Bruhati, Pankti, Trishtup, Jagati, Atichanda, Atyashti, Atijagati, and Ativirat. So Srila Prabhupada, he explains the purport of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Gayatri Chandasamaham. Of the poetry, I am the Gayatri. Bhagavad Gita 10.35. And Srila Prabhupada explains that in Sanskrit there are lot of rules that decide the poetry, rhyme and meter. Sanskrit language has been designed in that way, that there is a lot of poetry, rhymes and meter. It is not just in today's time, what you call that, anything they make and they call it as a poetry. They write something and it becomes like a poem or a glorified. But in Sanskrit language is not like that. There are perfect syllables. How many syllables should be there in each line? what meter it should be sung. So all that decides how the language is rich, determines. And Sanskrit language is like that. And here the first meter, Gayatri, Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that Gayatri Chandasama. Of the poetry, I am the Gayatri. And as you know, in our parampara, if somebody has to become Brahman, one has to receive Gayatri Mantra from a bona fide spiritual master. And it should come in a disciplic succession. Then it has a lot of power and importance. So this Gayatri Mantra, it is explained that it is chanted by Brahmana, those who are twice born. They receive this Gayatri Mantra and they became the Brahmanas, twice born, Dvija. And we will see the origin of this Gayatri Mantra, when it started and how it has been coming down. And how in our line, disciplic succession, how our acharyas have maintained that connection and given us the highest Vedic knowledge through the scriptures, the topmost scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam. And in recent times, how Srila Prabhupada has elaborated commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's a very glorious succession, or the glorious line in which we are receiving this knowledge. So in the beginning of the creation, as we know, that when Brahma was born on a lotus flower, he was the first living entity in the entire universe. He was only one living entity. He was sitting on that lotus and he was looking in all directions with his foreheads, looking, what is my origin? Where have I come from? And what is the purpose of my life? What should I do? Why am I here? Right? Sometimes we get some questions like that. Why am I in this mortal world? What is my purpose? What is the goal of life? What I am supposed to do in my life? So that kind of bewilderment was there in the origin, in the original case also. And as soon as there is a desire to understand that I am not at the right place here, this mortal world is something quite complex. I'm trying to become happy, but some other all the time I'm suffering and happiness is not, I'm not able to achieve happiness. So what is my purpose of life? So these are the basic questions every person should have. And how to solve the problems of this mortal world. And therefore Srila Prabhupada also explains that this whole material world is a source of perplexity. It's quite perplexing why these things are happening, why good things are happening, why bad things are happening. Every time bad things happen to me and good things happen to other people. And we want to become like them, thinking that we'll be happy like that. Why all these things are happening? Why I'm suffering? So therefore Srila Prabhupada explains that therefore it behooves one to approach a bona fide spiritual master. One should approach the right person who can answer our these queries. Not the so-called material gurus. Or in today's world, guru is like a very common used term, right? Management gurus or self-made gurus or various types of, everyone becomes like a guru. But guru is not an ordinary person actually, who is a bona fide representative of the Supreme Lord. He has to come in a proper disciplic succession, has to represent the Supreme Lord. It's not an ordinary position. And such guru should be self-realized. He should have the higher understanding. So when we have this desire that I am suffering and what is the solution, then that desire is detected by the Supreme Lord. He understands that we are searching. We are searching for the higher happiness or the ultimate solution for all the problems. So that desire is detected by the Supreme Lord first as a super soul within our heart. Immediately understands that he has a desire. And then he connects, he starts guiding us. He will guide to one of his devotees who is helping, distributing books or various ways. Krishna has expanded now. And somehow or other that person comes in contact with devotees or association, books. And then his real journey begins. The real journey back home, back to Godhead. So Brahmaji also had that kind of anxiety. He was trying to understand where I am, what I am supposed to do. And that time that desire was detected by the Supreme Lord. And he had the spiritual desire. He was not having material desire that I want to be happy in this material world. He wanted to come out of all this suffering. Otherwise the same desire can become material. And in the material world, we are being given this material body. And we have been identifying with this material body for so many lifetimes. That we have become so much conditioned, thinking that this is all in all. If we maintain the body properly, we have good house, good everything, money, we'll be happy. But that is a fundamental misunderstanding. That we are thinking that we are this material body. We are trying to become happy and trying to keep it very strong and young. But time is such that it will not happen. Everyone has to go through various phases of life. Birth, death, old age, diseases. Body will grow old. We may not like it, but it is a fact of life. And therefore, one has to understand that one is higher than the body. One is not this body. One is a spirit soul. The spirit soul is eternal. Spirit soul is eternal. It is full of knowledge and full of bliss. So, to have that knowledge, we cannot just meditate and we can get that knowledge. One has to approach the right person. Of course, by meditation or by some austerity, tapasya, one may get some kind of understanding when they are on the right path, searching. But that has to be absolutely very pure and clear. Without that, they will not come to the right path. Super soul will not guide to the right person. So therefore, if somebody is very fortunate, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Ji, Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Beach, one gets a seed of devotional service. And when one gets that seed of bhakti, one has to nurture that seed, one has to water that seed, one has to in the proper environment in which that seed can grow into a very nice creeper, bhakti lata. Then one will start realizing how this process is working. So Brahmaji, the original living entity, he had that desire. And the Supreme Lord, he initiated Brahma. How Brahma was initiated? The Supreme Lord plays his flute. We see the Lord Gopinath is playing flute, right? But we cannot hear that flute because we don't have strong desire. When we develop that strong, intense desire that I want to be, I should not be in this material world, then we may hear that. So Brahmaji had that strong desire to come out of everything. And the Supreme Lord, how he initiated him? By playing his flute. The transcendental blissful sound entered into the 8 years. Brahma has 4 heads and therefore 8 years. So it entered into the 8 years of Brahma. And it came out as Vedas. 4 Vedas. Originally there was 1 Veda, but later on Vyasadeva he divided into 4 Vedas. So therefore, this Gayatri Mantra is said to be the mother of Vedas. It is not just we have been given Gayatri Mantra, Brahmanas, they have been given the Gayatri Mantra. And not just one mantra. Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Gayatri, Kama Gayatri, Krishna's Gayatri. So, these mantras have to be chanted at regular times. 3 times. Some management now. Brahmana should chant their Gayatri mantras at the regulated times. At the 3 sandhyas. And there are specific times. Once I asked Radha Diti Prabhu and he gave a very technical explanation. What is the prahara and how within that time only one should chant. Otherwise one loses. And the time and not valued. So one has to be very particular about chanting his Gayatri Mantra. It should not that one should not be just anchoring for when I will get Brahman initiation. Before getting Brahman initiation, one is very eager. And after getting, then it becomes a regular ritual. But it should not become like that. One has to know that this Gayatri Mantra is powerful. It will help me to connect with the higher levels. And therefore, that is the beginning actually. At the beginning, when one is given the Gayatri Mantra, one becomes the twice born. Then one can study the scriptures, which are Brahmaja, Veda Patha, Veda Vipra, Janmana Jayate Shudra, Samskarat Bhavet Dvija, Veda Patha, Bhavet Vipra, and Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. Not just by wearing a thread, one becomes a Brahmana, but one has to really develop his mind. It is not just the external. It should go to the deeper level. Whether I am, my mind has expanded, my thinking has expanded. Whether I am seeing everyone as Krishna's part and parcels. Whether I am compassionate towards other living entities. Whether I feel the pain because of the sufferings of other living entities. That kind of understanding should develop. And one has to solve the problems of this material world. And what are the problems of this material world? Janma mrityu chara vyadhi. One is not able to solve that problem. Then one is, otherwise one is krupana, a miserly person. Brahmana or Krupana, one who does not solve the problems of this material world after getting the human form of life, one is simply Krupana, miserly person. He only thinks about his own. And in today's world, everyone thinks about their own. Mine, my family, my nation, everything becomes more narrowed down. Because of the identification with this material body. But when one identifies with the spirit soul, I am not this material body. I am the spirit soul. I am part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. And one of the small, very insignificant Keshagra Shatabhava, very, very insignificant. Our position is almost negligible. So when one starts seeing in the spiritual consciousness, then one will see everyone as living entities, everyone as spirit souls, part and parcels of the Supreme Lord. One will not discriminate at the external level. So therefore, that kind of understanding is needed. Then one is on the right path. Then one can understand that he is making progress. So therefore Brahmaji was, when he was initiated, he received this mantra. And what then he did after receiving that mantra? He, as you know, our Brahma Sanhita. Brahma Sanhita was discovered by whom? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he went to South India, which temple he went? Kurukshetra. And temple? Adikeshava temple. Adikeshava temple, he went there at Kurukshetra, and I'm just trying to get information. So, he found that, I think 5th chapter, fifth chapter of Brahma Sanhita, only fifth chapter. And he brought that, he took that, and there the origin, what is Brahma's prayers to the Supreme Lord, Brahma Sanhita, and that has been explained. And we chant this Brahma Sanhita on Sundays, only Sundays we chant. Earlier we used to chant every day. Earlier, many many years before, decades before. But we only chant on Sundays. But of course we have our Govinda Madhi Purusham, Brahma Sanhita, that is sung. The Shingararti prayers, that is sung every day, in every temple, everywhere. Srila Prabhupada instituted that. At every temple, when we greet the deities, we open first darshan. Then we have Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamam Bhajami. And we can see that this, we can see the divine sound, right? Many those who have heard this prayers in the first time, when they come to temple and this start, conchal is blown and this kind of sound vibration starts coming from speakers, enters our ears, we feel the difference. We feel a tremendous difference. There is some different vibration. It's not, doesn't seem to be ordinary sound vibration. Most of us have that experience. So when we are at the right consciousness, then we get connected with the Supreme Lord. And therefore this Gayatri Mantra is explained that it is a meditation and prayer also. We are praying to the Supreme Lord. So we are meditating also on the Supreme Lord. Dhimahi, it's a meditation. The Supreme Lord is there in the spiritual world, and we are meditating on Him. So these mantras are not just some words. There is some meaning behind that. And we may not perceive the spiritual world in the beginning, right? Because our eyes are imperfect. Our senses are imperfect. Therefore, we cannot perceive what is the spiritual world, or whether the spiritual world exists, or only this earth, there is a living entity, there is a life. And today scientists, they are trying to go to other planets, right? Chandrayaan and so many missions are going on. But they are not finding anything there. They just bring some rocks and dust, and they don't bring human beings, divine human beings. They don't see at all. They just are, cannot see, because they are trying to forcibly enter there. Just like Srila Prabhupada explains, I try to enter some country forcibly. What will happen? You will be detained at the airport. You cannot enter. First of all, you cannot get a visa. Even if somebody does some forgery and something, he tries to do something. See, when, as soon as he is detected, one is not allowed in that country. Maybe permanently, maybe ban also. So we can imagine what is happening to our scientist. Trying to forcibly enter moon planet. Moon planet is a heavenly planet. So we cannot enter like that. One has to have the right consciousness, the right qualification, pious credits. Then only one can enter there. There one will be invited there, maybe. So This is just a material world. When one gets qualified, then will be allowed. When is not one qualified, a sufficient qualification is not there, one even cannot go to the heavenly planets. So what to speak of the spiritual planets, where one has to have a spiritual qualification. And that is not just an ordinary thing. Even in the material world, we see that if you are to get some job in some company, right? Any organization, you have to get a job. You have to have some qualification. You just cannot say that I want to come and give me a job and I want to serve you. Are you qualified first? Are you having a proper educational qualification from a good university? Even if you have that, then they will see whether you are good in character. Right? Good in appearance, maybe, sometimes. That is mostly judged today's word. Right? A good qualification, is he trustworthy person? He will not cheat our company. He will not do some gadbad there. So, as soon as he does, then what happens? Haribol. Back to square one. Jao, ghar jao ab. So there, even in the material organization, we see that one cannot be duplicitous. One cannot cheat. As soon as one is detected, one is thrown out. And all the scandals come out in the newspaper, and we see not small scandals, but in crores and lakhs, lakhs and crores, lakh crores kind of things, scandals come out. So, that is a material world, because we are identifying with the material body. And we think that this will give me security, all the financial security and so many things. We think that as the more we acquire, we will be happy. But that's not the truth actually. Whatever is needful, we should do. Whatever basic one can earn in a very honest way, Srila Prabhupada explains. It is needed, but one should be very honest. Whatever he gets, then one will be able to focus the mind properly on the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, all the time mind is disturbed, and then one cannot even understand what is spiritual life. So therefore, the basic point is the mind has to be focused. Mind has to be controlled. One should know that the ultimate purpose of life is not in this material world. But I need to devote some good quality time to understand what is spiritual life. Is there some higher life? Can we go back home, back to Godhead? Is there some permanent solution for this material world? And how we can gradually reach to that position? So there has to be a lot of understanding and practice. And therefore, we see that the original person, Brahmaji, he was having that kind of bewilderment. And when he had that queries, the Supreme Lord himself guided him. And then we can see that how in that parampara we are coming, Brahma Madhva, Kaudiya parampara. Brahmaji was the firstborn living entity, and the Supreme Lord had some mission to fulfill through him. So he told him that now you have to start your work. He got the higher understanding after chanting the Gayatri Mantra. He got the understanding that he has some spiritual form. And there was no need actually for him to do any material duties. But the Supreme Lord gave that duty to him. And he had to perform those duties. And then we see that how the entire universe, he was the only one qualified living entity who was given the post of Brahma. It is explained that he has to be most qualified. Something like, somewhere there is a reference in Bhagavatam that 100 lifetimes of Dvainash, something. He has to practice 100 lifetimes. Then one is, when he becomes qualified, then he gets the position of Brahma. And it is explained that sometimes there is no living entity qualified for that position. Sometimes it may happen, very rarely. Then Lord Vishnu himself takes the position of Brahma. So we can see that there are so many innumerable living entities, but still sometimes no one is qualified. So it is not that whoever is available is given the post of Brahma. It's not like that. One has to have the right qualification, then only one gets the position of Brahma. So, like that. So Vedas were, Gayatri is the mother of Vedas. Vedas means the knowledge. And knowledge, how we know that everything is there in the Vedas, it is explained. And Vedas are not the ordinary sound vibrations, they are the spiritual sound vibrations. But now, when it comes to dealing with the material world, where we are in the material world, how we use that sound vibration, it depends on our consciousness. Yesterday our Sri Vishwambar Prabhu was giving the lecture and he used a very nice word, switch. There is some kind of switch in our heart. We decide whether this path or that path, material or spiritual, just as soon as we change the switch from material desire to spiritual desire, as soon as we have one small spiritual desire that is connected to the spiritual world. So as soon as a living entity has that desire that I want to get connected with the Lord now, as soon as he can desire that, he is connected with the spiritual world. It's a big world, it starts opening up. And therefore, what is the purpose of chanting all these mantras? That one must inquire. Vedas are like huge list of mantras, karma kand, jnana kand, upasana kand. It's like a thousands of mantras are there, and they have to be chanted in a particular meter, rhymes and all. So one may become expert in chanting the mantras. But then, what is the purpose behind chanting the mantras? That one must go more deeply. Otherwise, it becomes a ritual. I did my 16 rounds. Or sometimes we say, I've finished my 16 rounds. Zorinesh Loknath Maharaj says that, please don't kill your japa. Don't kill your japa. Finish kiya. Japa ko finish kiya. Right. So we should be conscious when we are chanting the Hare Krishna. Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The sound vibration, this transcendental sound vibration. Vedas, they deal with many things, karma kand, jnana kand, upasana kand, and so after chanting so many times, one has to ask this question, why am I chanting this mantra so many times? What is the purpose behind all this? So when it's coming to the right consciousness, one is from ritual to he comes to the spiritual questions, then he will starts becoming more conscious. Here, there is something higher. This mortal world, you may go up and down, birth, death, old age, disease. But that's not all in all, actually. It's not solving the ultimate problems. So therefore, when one comes to the right query, what is the purpose? Why am I asked to chant so many times? In a proper meter, rhymes and rules and regulation, why all this? Otherwise, one may blindly keep following. Arey, ha, bola hai na, aisa hi karne ka. Sometimes that kind of structure is there. And don't ask questions. Follow. Just follow. And family lines also, we see that ja rahe, worship kar rahe. Children, they ask parents, why we are supposed to do this worship? Sometimes parents also don't have answers. So they just ask them to follow. So when somebody asks this question, what is the purpose? What is the purpose of all the chanting? Then one will come to the right path. Therefore the purpose of Vedas. What is the purpose of Vedas? That Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. What is the verse? Vedesh sarver ahamaiva vedyo vedantakrut videvacha. So the whole purpose of chanting the Vedas is to understand Krishna. Vedesh sarver ahamaiva vedyo. Lord Krishna himself is saying that by all the Vedas I am to be known. If you know me, there is nothing to be known now. Vedesha sarvera hamaiva vedya. Vedanta krut. I am the compiler of the Vedas and the Vedanta sutras also. So all the sutra format is given. Everything has been directing to the Supreme Lord. Ultimately the Vedanta sutras also, Vyasadeva compiled everything and he gave in a very sutra form. Vedas are like a very big, but he made it very concise and made it Vedanta sutras. Okay, just remember the formulas now. Don't have to remember all the problems and everything, but just remember the formula. Then you will be able to solve all the mathematical questions. Right? Sometimes our teacher, he gave all the mathematical formula first when the child did school. He just told that first by heart this formula. By heart. Then all problems became easy. Everything is hovering around those formulae, right? A plus B square, whatever. Mathematical. So similarly the Vedas, Vedanta Sutras are like the formula, and Vyasadeva compiled that. And after that also Vyasadeva was thinking, what is happening? I'm not still satisfied. So then who came? Narada Muni came. Narada Muni understood, there is some service here now. I have to go and do some service here. There is some living entity who is struggling to understand. So he came with his veena and told that Prabhu, Vasudeva Prabhu, we have compiled everything, but there is something you have missed. You have given all the rituals and everything, but you have not given the essence. The essence is bhakti. The essence, you can reach the God through the channel of bhakti. Not jnana kand, upasana kand, and karma kand. Lord, these are like those who have that desire, let them do. But you practice bhakti, give the elaborate explanation. He got a different perception, different dimension of thinking. And then he started extracting from everywhere. Where is bhakti? And all the examples from all the previous ages, and he started extracting. Who has practiced bhakti? Who are the devotees who have achieved the perfection? And that's how the Srimad Bhagavatam came. Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge. Nigam kalpa taror galitam phalam sukamukhat amruta drava sanyutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraha rasika bhuvi bhavaka. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam it is explained that this is a ripened fruit of Vedic tree. And those who are the great sages, they relish this Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it is the essence of everything. It is the like a mango you take. A mango doesn't have the outer covering and the inside seed. How the mango will taste? Right? Mango festival. So mango will be sweet from everywhere. Whether you eat from the top or bottom, you cut and eat. Mango will be sweet. So similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is like that mango. It is sweet everywhere. And the pure devotees, they see Srimad Bhagavatam. Every verse of Srimad Bhagavatam has none other than Srimati Radharani. Those who are very, very pure devotees, they see Srimad Bhagavatam as Srimati Radharani. Every verse. And tomorrow is a very auspicious day. And we will hear how the glories of Srimati Radharani, very, very high level. And these things are not given in Vedanta Sutras. I mean, even if somebody studies, but still one has to come to the right person who gives the essence. So therefore this Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very important. And Srila Prabhupada, and in fact we can express our gratitude to his father, Gaur Mohan Dey, who wanted his son to learn Srimad Bhagavatam. But he wanted that my son should become expert in Srimad Bhagavatam, recite Srimad Bhagavatam, spread the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, and become devotee of Srimati Radharani. So that's how we see that how we are receiving that. And when Srila Prabhupada was traveling to West in Jaladuta, he was carrying books of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he explains, Srila Prabhupada explains that it's not that I was carrying the books of Srimad Bhagavatam, but I was accompanying Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam was my companion. I was having that tremendous faith that I have these books of Srimad Bhagavatam. And by the potency of this Srimad Bhagavatam, the message will be connected to all these people. So therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is that powerful literature. And even sometimes we may not understand the technical part of it. But even if we just sit and hear Srimad Bhagavatam, we will get tremendous purification and the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any question? Any comments? Srimad Bhagavatam experts? Radhika Vallabh Prabhu? Baldev? So, I will stop here. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Hare Krishna.